This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mayor Daniel Lurie joining us now on the River Islands guest line. And we could bring him into this conversation. Mayor, good morning. Joe Spadoni here alongside Joe Shasky. I'm sure you watched the game, as you always do. You're a diehard Golden State Warriors fan, as we know. You know, a lot of people were feeling some type of way about the bench making a little bit of a comeback yesterday when they were getting blown out. You know, you got Pat Spencer in there, headbutton Shangoon, getting down and dirty, Trace Jackson Davis, Moses Moody, you know, the Kevin Knoxes of the world. They cut the lead to 13. And a lot of people are feeling like, hey, maybe that effort can translate into Game 6. You buying that?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Absolutely. And I was saying this early on in the series where I felt like we weren't going to our bench very much. And our Draymond and Steph and Jimmy, they need a little support. And so I've actually loved seeing a little more bench play come into this series. And I just have to say, when you're short or shorter and someone's putting their head on you, that's not a headbutt. He was just pushing his head away. We don't have much leverage when we're, you know, shorter. So I felt like he was just protecting himself.
You know, Mayor, you've been trying to crack down on crime here in San Francisco. I would like you to maybe get the police in on, you know, Dylan Brooks. I don't know. What are you thinking? You know, the way that he's assaulting Steph Curry, as I'm obviously joking here, it's offensive to me as a community member.
What I saw in some report about, and I've been noticing it, the swiping at Steph's thumb after the shot by Mr. Brooks, is that's offensive to me. Like, play clean after the shot is up. I do all the hand checking you want, but don't be going after someone's thumb.
Yeah, totally. I'm with you on that one. Friday night.
Oh, Joe, one question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
Someone said to me that they watched that Netflix basketball series about the summer Olympics.
Yeah. Poor gold.
And that they covered Dylan Brooks on the Canadian team. I haven't seen it. And someone said to me, he came off so well.
He did.
Is this true?
Yeah, he did. I watched it on an airplane one day and actually coming back from Hawaii. And I honestly came away going, he actually seems like a good dude.
Wait, the Canadian guy was actually deep down really nice?
Dylan never heard that before. So they showed him with his family. He was eating dinner. No, he did. He actually came off really good. And here's the thing. Look, I've defended and also traded away Draymond Green for the last decade plus. So yeah. I would be a hypocrite if I was out here destroying Dylan Brooks at every single turn when I've looked the other way on a variety of Draymond Green things.
I just want to know what Jimmy Butler was saying to Dylan Brooks on the foul line there when they were jawing at each other 2 games ago. I want to get some lip readers on that one.
Yeah,
John Boy, I think we kind of know what he
said. You weak, you a bum. Yeah, I've been busting your butt for many years.
A word that rhymes with snitch.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
I liked it. Something he got Jimmy going, too.
Yeah, something I wouldn't want our youth saying to each other on the baseball field. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, baseball fields. Oh, boy. Joe.
I had a big Zoom last week, Mayor, on the baseball fields with the league and park and rec people and everything. And I just said, hey, look, I don't want to fight. I don't want to argue. I want to be a conduit of change and help. And I just feel like soccer's gotten so much love rightfully. Beach Chalet, polo fields, you know, Crocker Park. There's been some great examples of how it can shape a community. Gosh, it just feels like baseball gets the short end of the stick here in the city.
You're trying to be the champion of change like Draymond Green.
I am. There you go. I'm trying to get in. So, you know, I never know how those things land because I can come in kind of aggressive. But I kept saying, hey, look, this isn't the fight. This is like, how can we make the experience better for more of these kids to reduce the amount of, you know, of injury opportunities out there and getting the fields up and running and stuff like that and having the right age on the right size field, all that. So we'll see. I'm trying, Mayor. I'm trying.
Yo, I appreciate that. And listen, I said this last night at something. I assume good intentions with everybody that is committed to our city. And you, I know you have good intentions. You were looking out for my son after that little incident happened. And I've told a couple people about that. And they're like, oh, I grew up on that field. It was terrible then. It's terrible now. So it's, maybe it's just a rite of passage. And my son, you know, it was a baby tooth that got knocked out. Oh. So, you know, it's going to be okay. But he's turned the story. It was the first batter of the game, right, Joe?
Yeah. Well, let me tell the story because I'm going to make it a tall tale.
Yeah, what happened?
We're at Glen Park. Uh-huh. My team was playing his son's team, and we've played him a couple of times. They're a very good team. City Pirates, Willie coaching the team. And Isaiah hit a ball up the middle. It was a pretty hard hit ball. Took a couple of weird bounces. And I had said pregame, this field's not playable. Like, the ball is bouncing all over the place. Like, I get you're going to get a bad bounce in baseball, but I think this field's a little not up to snub. Mm-hmm. And what ended up happening, the ball, you know, took a horrible bounce. He, and I'm gonna exaggerate here, he went diving to make like a Ozzie Smith, Cal Ripken-like play.
Brandon Crawford-esque.
Yeah, almost like Jim Edmonds or Brandon Crawford.
Sure,
he was diving, and it took a horrible bounce, and it caught him in the face and knocked his tooth out. And then he comes off to the sidelines. Well, I had my kid there, and I had, you know, the ice pack that you have in the bag for my son's food and whatnot. I ran it over to Willie. We put it on his mouth, and he was a tough kid. I say, hey, dude, I cry all the time. It's okay if you want to cry. But he didn't cry. So, you know, he held up pretty well. But like a good father, he showed up, was like, oh, my gosh, is my kid okay? And thankfully he was. So I hope he's doing better.
He was. He had some x-rays the next morning. Teeth are all good.
Good.
But what was crazy about that is I got there, it bombed at first. I got there, you know, a few minutes after. He's got his batting helmet on, and he wants to go hit. I'm like, dude, no, you, let's take a moment because he was shaking up. The adrenaline was going, absolutely. You know, as a dad, it was a little emotional, but he's good. He's ready. They got a doubleheader on Sunday, but talking about tall tales, his story now, it was bottom of the ninth, bad hop. It got hit. He got hit in the mouth and he gunned the guy out at home plate. So. Yeah.
I'm going to go with that story.
Gutsy.
I co-sign on that one. I like that.
No, you handled a lot better than my dad did. My very first Little League at bat or whatever, Mustang League, I was like 9, 10, whatever it was. I got hit. Very first pitch, very first at bat. I got hit right on the wrist. There's some tears. There's some tears flowing. I just hear my dad. It's all quiet, right? Everyone goes, oh my God, is he okay? All I hear is my dad go, put some dirt on it and run to first.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, thanks,
that's
Dad.
Right.
Didn't want to play ever
that's
again,
right.
But other than that, so yeah, I think you handled a lot better, Mayor.
Yeah, he did. He did. Hey, Mayor, Friday night, we got Rockies Giants at Oracle Park, and we got Warriors at 6 o'clock. For those that are out there, 6 o'clock, the game starts a little earlier than usual.
Oh, 6 really? O'clock at Thank Chester. You. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Are you going to either one of those games? I mean, because two events right next to each other. I mean, this is what you dream up when you're putting together these beautiful ballparks in such a close vicinity of each other.
I... So Sawyer and I were talking last night. My daughter's in the ballet. She's got a show at 8 o'clock. I have seen her in this ballet, so I think I have a pass to maybe sneak Sawyer to the basketball game. But we're trying to figure that out. You can bet I'll be watching.
I love it.
I was pretty stressed out on Monday night. We watched till 10. That game went late. Yeah. And I'm up with Sawyer, my wife, and that was a big win. So I heard Monday night the crowd showed up, and it was loud in there. It felt loud through the TV. I don't know if either of you were there, but we gotta come ready to rock and roll tomorrow night as a fan base. We gotta give these players some juice.
Yeah, no, it definitely ended late. We feel it when we wake up at 4 a.m. every single day. 3:30 when mine's 3:40 alarm.
Oh my goodness.
So we definitely felt it. But you know what? It felt good after a win. Had it been a loss, then it would have been brutal. But a win, you keep it going, you feel good. But they got the L yesterday. I mean, listen, credit to the Rockets. They were the more desperate team, Mayor. They came out on fire. They were desperate. But the Warriors now got to play more desperate tomorrow. Like, I need the urgency.
Absolutely.
And I need all the fans in that building, whether you got to get off work early, make your way to Chase Center. I need the fan base and Chase Center packed opening quarter right at tip off at midcourt. And I need to feel it because you know what? We got the grizzled vets. We got Steph. We got Jimmy. We got Draymond. They're all the young guys over there. Get them rattled early, Mayor, right? Get them rattled. Come on.
You got to punch them in the face early. Make them feel it. And
like a grounder up the middle. You got to hit them in the face, right? You got to hit them in the face.
I don't need any teeth loss, but what I want everyone, all of us, do our little part. We talk about this as a city. Pick up trash in front of your small business. Pick up trash at Ocean Beach. Do a little bit tomorrow night. I need everybody to dial it up just a little bit. That energy level, that sound, that energy. Like, let's go, San Francisco. Let's go, Dubs. We got this. We got this.
You know, Mayor, one last thing before you head on out here because we're up against it. Hunter Pence, Giants legend, is going to do like a cleanup on Friday. I don't want to disclose exactly where it is, but I'm going to go to that. And then Friday night, my Uncle Danny is celebrating retirement 32 years as a San Francisco police officer. Danny Manning,
awesome.
At the Irish Center. You got Giants versus Rockies at Oracle. You got your daughter's ballet. And we got Warriors Rockets Game 6. It's a beautiful time here in San Francisco.
Danny is a good man. I didn't know that was happening tomorrow night. Now you just added to another event to the calendar. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Danny, SFPD, we just had Officer of the Month last night here at City Hall where we honor our SFPD.
Nice.
We're going to an event tonight around our fallen officers. We got to support them. Let's go, Dubs.
Heck yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Hey, Mayor of San Francisco, Daniel Lurie. We appreciate the time,
man.
As always. And yeah,
good,
we'll definitely catch
too.
Up soon. Yep.
Take care.
There he goes.
That is the
mayor of San Francisco. And by the way, 2 weeks from tomorrow, don't look now, 2 weeks from tomorrow, the Golden State Valkyries home opener at Chase Center already.
Wow.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
How do they know? They must have tentative dates for the playoffs.
Exactly. They must know.
There's
a relationship between the NBA and WNBA too.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yep. And they're going to be playing the Los Angeles Sparks and Cameron Brink's team. So that'll be very fun to watch. Obviously, yeah. Cameron Brink returning a legend at Stanford and returning from her ACL injury.
Yeah.
So this can't wait.
Friday's a big day, man.
Yep.
Friday's a big day. You know, it's Cinco de Mayo weekend, essentially.
Oh, God.
What?
Cinco de Mayo.
It's the best.
One of the most fake made-up holidays in the history.
What are you talking about?
And if we want to make fun of Valentine's Day, like, come on, Cinco de Mayo? They don't even celebrate that in Mexico. They don't even celebrate that.
So what?
So why are we celebrating it?
As a guy that grew up a block away from Mission Street my entire life, there's something fun about Cinco de Mayo.
I don't need an excuse to drink Coronas or Modelos or burritos or anything because I grew up in California. So just, I'm going to do that every day, no matter what.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.